USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today, I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available of life from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC is looking into a number of cases of heart inflammation in teens who received a COVID vaccine. The agency said it's received a few reports of teens and young adults developing myocarditis, or inflammation around the heart, following their vaccination. It says it's looking into the cases as a potential side effect of the vaccine. Dr. Ebony Jade Hilton says myocarditis is linked to COVID-19, and the professor of medicine at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that it's important to find the cause.
We can't say it's a difference between causation and correlation, right? Does the vaccine necessarily cause this myocarditis, or what if they have developed this in general? Now, what we do know for sure, though, is that COVID-19 itself is linked to myocarditis, and we can look at the athletes out of University of Pennsylvania, the student athletes. What they show is that even those with mild to asymptomatic COVID-19, about 15% of them develop myocarditis, right? So we're going to see these cases, and what is our duty, our job, is to see what is the causation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House and Republican lawmakers appear to be drifting apart when it comes to a compromise on President Biden's infrastructure spending proposal. The administration recently reduced the price tag of the bill to $1.7 trillion, but Republicans say the cost is still too high. Representative Nancy Mace says she's doubtful a deal is possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that too many aspects of the president's bill have nothing to do with the vital infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
President Biden, he's just playing footsie with Senate Republicans right now. He left all of the horrible Green New Deal spending that's in there, environmental justice and social justice, that has absolutely nothing to do with traditional infrastructure. And I drove my kids this morning to school and dropped them off, and I sat in traffic for quite some time this morning. I understand, like every other working American out there, everyone that has to take their kids to school, that those things have nothing to do with our roads and bridges. And they've got to trim down the bill. At $1.7 trillion, you're still going to have one of the largest tax hikes in American history to pay for it. They refuse to cut spending anywhere else. And this is critical for our nation's future.
And the U.S. State Department issued a new advisory on Monday, warning Americans against traveling to Japan about 8 weeks ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The do not travel warning comes as Japan deals with a new wave of COVID infections attributed to the spread of variants of the virus. 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, are currently under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. IOC officials said last week that they're planning on the games to go on, even under a state of emergency. The Summer Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.